voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Hi, I am Chip Brim, and today and this week, the rest of the week, I have been teaching on loyalty and how it is a key to activating the anointing. And, you know, if you didn't listen to us yesterday, make sure you get on the website and you can hear it, billybrim.org. And also, I want to fill you in a little bit. Yesterday we talked about champion and what it means to God. And some of the words are mighty and loyal. This is the Hebrew meaning, champion, courageous, just like in Joshua. And then we talked about God's mighty army. Now, we are the army. We are the champion, mighty army that He is coming back for. And we should be operating on an anointing on a level that the world, in an anointing, on a level that the world is not familiar with. No matter what business you do, whatever your calling is, you should be operating on a level that the world's not familiar with, all for the glory of God. And one of the big keys to this is loyalty. And it will bring you to that place. God is big on loyalty. And yesterday we talked about the blueprint of God's mighty army. Now the word mighty, remember, means champion. And it's in the Bible. And we found it in 1 Chronicles 12:22. And Mom's first sermon, she told me, she said, "The Lord said, I wrote this book and I called these men mighty." Now we know by study that the word mighty also means champion in Hebrew. These are my mighty attributes of my mighty army. So these are the champion attributes of His champion army. And they were then and they should be now. So we need to go by these blueprints of this mighty army that God called a mighty army. And He said, "As these men were to David, you are to be towards Christ Jesus." And so I turned there and I started studying it, and it's all about a harsh heart issue and a loyalty issue. And I read, "For at that time," now, see, He's talking about that time, but we could say, "For at this time, they came to David at that time, day by day." Isn't that interesting? They came to Him day by day. They didn't come to Him every so often or every other day or once a week. They came to Him day by day. Well, we are to come to Christ every day. Every day we come to Him in fellowship with Him to help Him until it was a great army like the army of God. Well, there it is, black and white, right there in the Bible, like the army of God. Well, we are in the army of God. Well, this is like the army of God. Well, then we should go back to this, study this, find out what it's like, because we're in the army now and God has not changed. So let's update this verse. "For we come at this time, day by day, to help Christ," help Jesus, help this anointing, "until we have become the great army, the mighty army, like the army of God." Not week by week, day by day. Now, isn't that interesting? If you interviewed an Olympic athlete and he won the gold, I mean, think about it. He's getting ready to have his picture on the Wheaties box. He's getting ready to have all of these things and Nike and all these commercials and whatever. I don't think that the interview would go kind of like this. "Well, what did you do to train to get here? You won 8 gold medals, or you won a gold medal and you for your country." "Well, you know, Bob, I worked out once a week, or I trained, you know, every Sunday morning and maybe a Wednesday night I'd throw one in." I don't think it would go that way. I think he would say, "Ever since I was 5 years old, it was my dream. I worked hard. I did this, and the rewards came." Now, so we are to come day by day, right? So we need to make a commitment like this. So in the Bible, where he talks about his mighty army, David's mighty men, I mean, my goodness, we can get a lot from this, church. We need to get a lot from this. He lists many attributes of this mighty army, and he brags on them. He actually brags on them. And he talks about, well, one of the things he talks about is they were men trained for battle. And I, you know, I did some study on it, and I looked up the word trained, and it said this: they practiced and they dedicated and they disciplined themselves. In other words, one of them said they turned, one translation said they turned their weaknesses into their strengths. Can you imagine if everybody in the sound of my voice just right now, including me, wrote down on a piece of paper what our weaknesses are? What are they? And everybody has weaknesses. I don't care who you are. There's weaknesses. What if we turned those into our strengths? What kind of Christians, what kind of army would we turn into? And then all of a sudden, if we continued to do that, guess what would happen? We would have no more weaknesses. We would only be filled with strengths. What a mighty army we would be. If we could turn, maybe some of us, it's, love. Maybe our love is not the way it should be. What if we turned our love walk into our strength? Can you imagine the change that would happen in your life and in the body of Christ? What if it was giving? Or what if it was, man, you would be blessed because of it. What if it was, you know, studying or praying? Guys need to hear this. You know, it seems like the women kind of pick this up more than anybody. What if we prayed in the Spirit? What if that was one of our weaknesses and we turned that into a strength? My goodness, would we grow leaps and bounds. And so that's what they did. And God said, this is like my mighty army. What? They took their weaknesses, and if they couldn't shoot the bow with their left hand, they would learn to do it, and they could shoot their bow with their right and their left hand. Man, why? Because when war comes and when real arrows and real bullets are flying, and I'm telling you, church, you don't need to hear this from me. We are at war like we have never been before, and it's time that we turn our weaknesses into our strengths. Amen. And they had, here was another one that he bragged on. They had faces of lions, and they were swift as gazelles over mountains. Well, I think of a lion's face. Do you think a lion's face changes in, you know, when adversity shows up or when pressure comes? No, that lion's face, I'm telling you, it doesn't change for no reason whatsoever. It's the same. Some kind of pressure could come, or some kind of anything outside force could come on a lion, and his face is going to be the same. He's the king. Are you kidding me? And so we should have that same face. And we're always being observed. And so the devil is always trying to see if your face will change, your emotions will change, or anything like that. And because if he can get your face to change, if he can get your emotions to change, he'll find out that he's got you. Now, you got to remember something about the devil. He can't read your mind, but we can give him signs. And as a mighty army, we've got to stop giving him signs. I remember one time my mom, she called me and she said, Chip, is everything going all right? And I said, yeah. And there was a problem I was having. The problem was the devil attacked and stole some money and this and that. And finally, I told her what it was. And I went on and on about it. And then after a little bit, I realized that there was silence on the other end of the phone call. And I went, oops, I better say something to come back. And so I came back and I said, but Mom, I'm a champion. And, you know, that guy, we've all kind of been there confessing the word, but not really feeling it. And so she said to me, she said, Chip, you just gave the devil a sign. Now, when she said that to me, I'm like, a sign? I gave the devil a sign? Now, you got to understand something. My background's baseball. I coached baseball all my life. And sign giving is everything. And if the other team steals your signs, you're in trouble. And you're telling me, Mom, that I gave the devil a sign. And she said, yeah, you gave the devil a sign. He can't read your mind. And I said, well, what do you mean? She said, turn to Philippians 1:28. She began to teach me, and she said, Chip, the devil can't read your mind. He has to have some kind of a sign. And so we went to Philippians 1:28. And I read it out of the King James, and it was, and nothing be terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but unto you salvation and that of God. And I read it, and I said, what? I didn't get anything. She says, you didn't get it, did you? And I said, no. She said, read it out of the Amplified. So I've got the parallel, and I've read it in the Amplified, and it says this, and do not for a moment. She said, when's a moment? And I said, well, right now. She said, all the time. I said, yeah. And it says, and do not for a moment be frightened or intimidated in anything. Now, the signs are fear and intimidation. And how many know that you can see fear and intimidation not just through words? You can see it through signs that you give. And do not for a moment be frightened or intimidated in anything by your opponent and adversary. For such fearlessness, that means if you don't show a sign, will be a clear sign, proof, and seal to them of their impending destruction. Now, I thought, man, did I ever get it. If I show no fear and I show no intimidation, that is a sign to my adversary, the devil, of his destruction. That means all of a sudden he knows that he is in trouble. And we always read that verse about how the devil will flee. If you resist him, he will flee. I believe the church has gotten that kind of out of whack a little bit. You just resist. You hang on. You just resist. Hide behind your shield of faith. Keep resisting. No. Stop the sign giving. Stop the doubt giving. Stop the unbelief speaking. Stop the, you know, even the, Jesus said, or actually it was the Lord said to Israel, he said, let the weak say I'm strong. Well, that word strong means champion. Don't even talk weakness, especially during war, and we're at war. Well, we got to stop giving the signs. And God's mighty army says they had faces of lions. So therefore, we have got to have that face of a mighty lion. That's the face of a champion, no matter what happens. And so the devil can attack you, and you all of a sudden he attacks you, and all you do is you give joy, and all you do is you give strength, then that's a clear sign unto him, uh-oh, I'm in trouble. And I, you know, the Lord gave it to me a really funny way one time. Let's just say that, now this didn't happen. This is just a funny example of this verse. Let's say my wife and I were walking down the mall and we were window shopping, and all of a sudden I turn around and this big old guy is mugging my wife and beating her up and trying to get her purse and blah, blah, blah. Now, turn the other cheek doesn't apply in this situation. Now, I believe in turning the other cheek, but I've got to save my wife's life. And, you know, my plan now is, and I don't know if it's God's plan, but I got to get this guy off of her. Maybe you got to, you know, and then maybe get him healed afterwards. But anyway, I'm not telling anybody to do this. I'm just saying this is a funny way. So let's say I take off running towards him and I get up in the air and I got gravity on my side and I hit him with everything I got right in his nose. I mean, just pow. Now, this didn't happen. I'm just saying. Just play along with me. And I hit him with everything I got, and I even said, you know, I'm feeling, you know, real macho, and hey, honey, how about that? And, you know, that's your man right there taking up for you. So I hit this guy with everything I got, and let's say he looks up at me and spits out a tooth and there's a little blood coming down, and he looks at me and says, and he starts to smile. And he's starting to smile, and I hit him with everything I got? That would be a clear sign unto me that destruction is on my way. Candy, run! I would take off running. I'd probably leave her because I knew that I would be in trouble. Why? Because he didn't give any sign. We got to stop the sign giving, church. We have got to stop that. We got to have faces of lions. And we'll continue this because this is one of the crucial things that God wants us to do. You have been listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Make sure you tune in tomorrow. And if you'd like more information on this message, please call 417-336-4877 or 1-800-972-3447, or just go to Mom's website, billybrim.org. Or also, we're having an awesome youth rally. Don't let your kids miss this one. It's the greatest one in the world. Mom teaches at it, and we've had Keith Moore there before. And Branson, Missouri, July 27th through the 31st. You can get on championsforchrist.org. That's champions, the number 4christ.org. Or get on our Facebook, Chip Brim, or that's our fan site. And this is Chip Brim sitting in for Mom, Billy Brim, saying shalom. And remember, in all you do, in word or deed, do for His glory.